When scientists convert sugars from plants like grasses or trees into fuel, they typically use expensive chemicals or enzymes. Now a team from UW-Madison has moved ahead with using a solvent created from plants to more economically deconstruct the plant material. Jeremy Luderbacher is the lead author of a paper published today in the journal Science. He says the solvent is called gamma-valerolactone, or GVL.
By using this solvent, we seem to be able to obtain results that are almost as good or just as good, even while using very, very low acid concentrations, because it seems like this solvent promotes deconstruction of plants.
When the plant is broken down, the GVL has to be removed again, usually by adding liquid carbon dioxide. Then the GVL is recycled. Luderbacher says providing another option for converting plants to biofuels could help lead to commercial production of jet fuel in another 2 to 5 years. But he says other factors may be beyond the scientists' control.
Developing biofuels is something that, at least in the short term, is inherently dependent on petroleum prices and how much the government is willing to support renewables.
The National Science Foundation and U.S. Energy Department's Great Lakes Bioenergy Research Center are funding the work on biofuels. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.